if you missed it, the Powerball rolled over again. I guess I missed that. It must have happened last night. $1.23 billion, $1.25 billion up for Graham and the Powerball. Yeah, you know, I don't really spend much time with gambling. I'm not really a gambler, but look, I'm like everybody else, human nature. Oh, it's $1 billion. Well, you can't win if you don't play. So you go ahead and play because why not? And of course, think about all the good you could do. Honestly, think about all the good you could do if you had that kind of money. Let's see what the cash payout is. It's going to tell me here, I think. Cash value, $595 million. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, you get that $595 million, and let's say you can retain about three-quarters of it after taxes. Maybe do that. That's $446 million cash in hand, free and clear. You might be able to do some good with that out in the world. And that's what I'm saying. You might be able to do some good with that out in the world. All right, so the most absurd thing you're going to hear this week, we're going to do 11, 12, 13, Anthony. I didn't tell you that, but we're going to do 11, 12, 13. This is one of the craziest things you're going to hear. But I appreciate that she brings it out. She brings the crazy out, does Hillary Clinton, still desperately trying to be relevant, even though she's despised by millions and millions of Americans. I mean, absolutely despised for a whole variety of reasons, most of which are all valid. But she says Republicans are lining up to steal the next election. This comes from the woman who says mail-in ballots are good and drop boxes are good and you don't need any ID to vote. This woman says it's Republicans stepping up to steal the election from you. Okay, Hillary, what's in your coffee? Listen.
Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic electoral college, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican controlled.
Oh, and who are these right-wing extremists? Oh, they're unnamed. Oh, and how are they going to do this scheme to steal the election? Oh, it's undefined. It's all BS. Of course, it's Hillary. What did you expect? Of course, it's BS. By the way, I've talked about this for a bit, and I want you to finally see this from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He was asked about threats to democracy, and they tried to pin it on Donald Trump, of course, and he says, no, you've got it wrong. The most dangerous person alive today to this country, to democracy, to the rule of law, is not Donald Trump. It's Joe Biden. Listen.
But do you really believe that when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is it equal to Biden?
Listen, I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court that shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
Donald
to democracy.
Trump, of course.
Yeah. There you have it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. telling you the truth about who's dangerous and who's not. Meanwhile, I mentioned this earlier, Nebraska considering a change to its the way the electoral votes of Nebraska are divided. Two states, Nebraska and Maine, divide them up based on who wins what, not a winner takes all, where there's a move to make a winner takes all, which would happen to protect democracy, they would tell you. Democrats complaining that changing the rules now would, you know, wreck democracy. But, you know, back during the pandemic, they changed all the rules, and it was perfectly great. Byte 13, listen to this.
The governor there has thrown his support behind an effort that would no longer allocate the electoral votes by congressional district. Because right now, it's five votes there. Typically, yeah. Republicans get four, and President Biden, Democrats get the one from Omaha.
That's right.
If that changes, and we don't know that it will, it's the state legislature is going to look at it. But if that changes, that takes away Biden's best path to win. Because if he wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, yep. but loses the other swing states, and no longer picks up the one in Nebraska, 269. That leads playbook this morning, the alarm among Democrats that this is possible. What do you think?
I think this is what the modern Republican Party has become. They're now changing the rules in the middle, trying to benefit themselves. This is the hell that Donald Trump hath wrought.
Please. In the middle of this. That guy's just another bloviating blowhard. Republicans are changing the rules. Yeah, mail-in ballots, ballot boxes, no signature required. Send them in a week after the election's over. If they get in within a week, it's still good. Please, shut up. Everyone knows the next medical crisis is also around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like an insect bite. The wellness company has you covered. They've got the gold standard when it comes to medical professionals putting together emergency kits just for you. It comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Nobody can beat you on this. Be ready for anything. The emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications. Ivermectin, the Z-Pack. Plus a guidebook for the safe use of all these life-saving medications. Anthrax, tick bites, COVID, a bioweapon. The medical company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics to help keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. Do that today and order. You'll save 10% on any of the kits they have, and they're all fabulous. I'll be right back.